14, chapters entitled The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 18. Please repeat after me. Kvachit griha ashram karma chodala ati bhara girim Arukshamanah Loka Yasana Karsita Manah Kantaka Shakara Kshetram Pravishan Iva Siddhati Siddhati. It's a prose verse, so I'll just read it myself, okay? No need to repeat. Kvachit grahasrama karma chodanati bharagirim arukshamano lokam yasana karshitamanah kantaka sarkara kshetra pavishani vasidati. Vachit, sometimes, griha ashram, in household life, karma chodana, the rules of fruitive activity, atibara, girim, the big hill, arukshamanaha, desiring to ascend, loka, material, vyasana, to pursuits, karshita, manaha, whose mind is attracted, kantaka, sharkara, kshetram, a field, covered with thorns, and sharp pebbles, pravisha, entering, eva, like, siddhati, he laments. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. In household life, one is ordered to execute many yajñas and fruitive activities, especially the vivaha yajña, the marriage ceremony for sons and daughters, and the sacred thread ceremony. These are all the duties of a grihastha, and they are very extensive and troublesome to execute. They are compared to a big hill over one which one must cross when one is attached to material activities. A person desiring to cross over these ritualistic ceremonies certainly feels pain, like the piercing of thorns and pebbles endured by one attempting to climb a hill. Thus the conditioned soul suffers unlimitedly. Purport. There are many social functions for keeping a prestigious position in society. In different countries and societies, there are various festivals and rituals. In India, the father is supposed to get his children married. When he does so, his responsibility to the family is complete. Arranging marriage is very difficult, especially in these days. At the present moment, no one can perform the proper ritual of sacrifice, nor can anyone afford to pay for the marriage ceremony of sons and daughters. Therefore, householders are very much distressed when they are confronted by these social duties. It is as though they were pierced by thorns and hurt by pebbles. Material attachment is so strong that despite the suffering, one cannot give it up. Prahlad Maharaj therefore recommends Bhagavatam 7.5.5 Hidvatapad Pama Viha Andaku Pama Vanamgato Yad Dharime Ashwatya. The so-called family position is compared to a dark well in a field. If one falls in a dark well covered by grass, his life is lost, despite his cry for rescue. Highly advanced spiritualists therefore recommend that one should not enter the Grihastha ashram. It is better to prepare oneself in the Brahmacharya ashram for austerities and remain a pure Brahmacharya throughout one's life, so that one will not feel the piercing thorns of material life in the Grihastha ashram. In the Grihastha ashram, one has to accept invitations from friends and relatives and perform ritualistic ceremonies. By so doing, one becomes captivated by such things, although he may not have sufficient resources to continue them. To maintain the Grihastha lifestyle, one has to work very hard to acquire money. Thus one is implicated in material life, and he suffers the thorn pricks. Kvachit Grihasramat Karma Chodanati Bhairagirim Arukshamano Lokavyasana Karshitamanaha Kantaka Sarkara Chaitram Parisham Eva Siddhati. Chandasyam Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshacharine Vansha Kaupachubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada used to mention about his household life as being very difficult, and we'll discuss the difficulties of Grihastha ashram and the advantages of Brahmacharya ashram today. And we'd like, before we begin, to take the blessings of all the devotees present so we can speak for our own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. There's a saying in English that life is tough and then you die. And it's true. And recently I read, when I was in New York, someone had written a sign, life is tough and then you die and then you're born again. This is also true. So life is very difficult in this world, but one benefit of life in this world, it doesn't matter if you're a grahastha or a brahmachari or a vanaprastha or a sannyasi, is the benefit is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grihe tako, vani tako, sarahari bolo tako. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, doesn't matter if you're brahmachari, vanaprastha, grihastha, sannyas, just take this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This will give us relief from the burning forest fire of existence in any situation. There's a beautiful shloka, and it explains that Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. There are so many difficulties in Kali Yuga, but the holy name of Krishna gives us the greatest benefit. Kale dosa nide raja asti heko mahapuna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parambajet. That there's a dosha, there's a fault in Kali Yuga. But there's also mahaguna, there's a great quality of Kali Yuga. And that great quality is kirtanadeva krishnasya, by doing kirtan of the names of Krishna. And as a result, mukta sanga param vajet, we get this mukti, we get freedom from the pricks, the thorn pricks of material existence. Param vajet, we get the highest destination, param gatim. This is from the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, text number 51. Srila Narottam Das Thakur also sings, Kevala Ananda Kanda. That when we practice Krishna consciousness, this process is simply joyful. So here we have a duality. Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about the sufferings of material existence, the forest of enjoyment. And in the spiritual realm, Golokera Prema Dana Harinama Sankirtana. That Golokdham is directly descending in the form of this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So every situation is difficult in this world. We'll just review a little bit about this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. A little revision. We're hearing Maharaj Parikshit is hearing from Sukadev Goswami. And Sukadev Goswami is explaining the forest of material enjoyment, the perils of existence in this world. He compares the wife and children to tigers and jackals who are plundering his wealth. He says family life is a blazing fire with no happiness, and the governments are containing rakshasas that are just plundering his wealth with taxes. It's very difficult living in this material world. And in today's verse, we hear kvachit vihashram karma chodinati, that sometimes in the household or life, We're doing karma chodana. We're doing our karma. We're doing our duties. And it's para girim. It's like girim is mountain, like Giriraj. It's a great mountain that we're trying to climb. Arukshamanaha. We're trying to go up. Loka, this material world, Vyasana, we're trying to gain these material pursuits, and Karshita Manaha, our mind becomes attracted to these material pursuits. We try to remain aloof. Even as devotees, we try to remain detached from material existence. But especially in Grahastha Ashram, when we have to do so many activities of karma, then we become attached. It's very difficult, therefore very important to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Because by Bhagavatam and Vaishnava Sangha, we can become detached. Prabhupada writes in the purport, he quotes Prahlad Maharaj, Anda Kupam, that this Grihastha life can become like a well, an empty well in a field that becomes covered by grass. You don't know it's there. You fall inside. You hit the ground. Ah, you call for help. Help me! Help me! Help me! But no one can hear you. And you're just attached to your karmas and your material pursuits, and you cannot get out. Therefore, the devotees of the Lord are so merciful. They go out into those that are in material life, and they call out, Jeev Jago! Jeev Jago! Wake up, sleeping souls. They are giving Prabhupada's books, Krishna Prasadam, and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In today's verse, we hear Kantaka Shayaka Kshetram, that the material existence is compared to a field filled with sharp thorns and sharp pebbles. So you're trying to climb a hill and it's covered with these sharp thorns and sharp pebbles and it's piercing your feet and it's so painful. And as a result, entering that field, one laments. So this is a very great difficulty. Yes, material life is troublesome. Birth, death, disease, old age, janmamrityu jara vyadhi dukkha darshanam. And it's made even more complicated by family life. So many different activities to perform. Vivaha yagya. You have to make so many arrangements to find the right boy for your daughter. You have to bring all the relatives, make all the invitations, book all the transportation, arrange the accommodation, arrange to feed them, arrange to entertain them, make them happy. It's big yagya. And there's so many yagyas in family life. You have to arrange when the children are born. For the boys, the thread ceremony is there. There are so many samskars, hair cutting, name giving, first grades. From womb to tomb, there are so many different austerities to perform. So I'd like to express my gratitude, especially to the devotees of Sri Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir, for making so many arrangements to make this complicated Vivaha Yagya so simple, so easy to perform, and so joyful. Here in Radharas Bihari Mandir, this facility for accommodation, wonderful prasadam, Vaishnava Sangha, beautiful darshan, and of course, kirtan, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Because in a Krishna conscious family life, these pains become a little bit cooled down. And if one is 100% Krishna conscious, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I come home to my family and I see the Tulsi tree there, and all of my family members are engaged in devotional service, then my house becomes Vaikuntha. So it is possible, and it is a wonderful service that grihasthas are performing for society, especially bringing up new devotees. It's like a bhakti program. And one great Vaishnava was explaining recently that so many devas and devatas are waiting to take birth in the Krishna consciousness movement. And grihasthas are giving them that facility and opportunity. So it's a very great service. So in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that householder life is very difficult, and highly advanced spiritualists, I'm quoting Prabhupada here, therefore recommend that one should not enter the grihastha ashram. It is better to prepare oneself in the brahmachari ashram for austerities and remain a pure brahmachari throughout one's life, so that one will not feel the piercing thorns of material life in the brahmachari, in the grihastha ashram. So, why is Srila Prabhupada saying that brahmachari life is preferable? What are the advantages of brahmachari life? We have a microphone. We can have a little interactive session here where someone can just speak out. Can anyone say, what is the advantage of brahmachari life? Why is Prabhupada saying it's preferred? Would anyone like to say, can we have interactive classes like this? This is allowed. Yes? Sure. Why is brahmachari life a good idea? Prabhuji, you want to say something? Thank you.
Hare
Krishna. Yes.
So, we have more opportunity to practice Krishna conscious because time is so much available. We're staying in the environment which is, we don't have to go out apart from preaching or, you know, distributing books, always in association of devotees.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to add something? Prabhu would like to say something. Yes. Yes.
But one in Brahmacharya Ashram is always under supervision, guidance and association of devotees, 24 hours, 365 days.
Thank you. So to add something? Thank you.
We have enough time to execute our devotional service.
Time is more.
Yeti.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah, Gopinath in the back.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, in Krihastha Ashram it's easier to fall in false attachments, like for attachment to the children and wife, which are considered as fallible soldiers in Bhagavatam.
Thank you.
By seeing the householders, automatically will get renounced. The difficulties they are facing all the time. So it is a lesson that we should remain brahmachari.
Yeah. Thank you. So we've heard so many wonderful reasons why brahmachari life is recommended, and it is an opportunity to be in association of devotees all the time. It is an opportunity to avoid
the difficulties, the thorns and sharp pebbles, as mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami today, all the difficulties they face. And we have supervision, we have protection, we have time. We have time in order to execute devotional service. We have the access to Guru Seva. The brahmachari always has the opportunity to serve the mission of Guru with no other distractions. One time I was in the Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela is coming up soon. I was in Kumbh Mela in Allahabad. And I was celebrating my 32nd birthday. So I went to my Guru Maharaj to seek his blessings. He was there. And he said, "Oh, so now you're 32 years old. So now you should decide if you want to enter Grihastha Ashram or remain Brahmachari." So he said, "Do you ever think to get married?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yes, I'm sure." And he said, "Are you really sure?" And I said, "Yes." So he said, "Very good." And he was smiling. And he said, "When you are a brahmachari, if the guru gives you an instruction, you can say, 'Yes, Gurudev,' and immediately execute the instruction. But if you are married and Gurudev gives you an instruction, you must say, 'Yes, Gurudev, but first I must ask my wife.'" So he gave me a garland and I left, and I took that instruction to heart and continue to carry it to this day with the mercy of all Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada followers, Prabhupada. And one important seva of the brahmacharis is to try to inspire grihasthas that at the end of their life, when they're getting older, they can enter vanaprastha and perhaps even sannyas at some point. Because at the end of life, we want to renounce. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he encouraged his devotees in Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. He taught us this process of renunciation, Vairagya. So this is very important. If one is renounced, one can dedicate all of their time without distraction to the mission of Guru. We all work together as a team, all the ashrams. Chaturvarnya maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah tasya kartram apimam vidya kartram avyayam. Lord Krishna explains these four varnas and four ashrams, they're created by me. The brahmacharis, the grihasthas, the vanaprasas, sannyas, brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras. This system is created by me. It's like parts of a body, the head, the arms, the belly, the legs. We're all designed to work together in a cooperative spirit. The grihasthas, they earn livelihood. They maintain the brahmacharis and the other renounced orders, the vanaprasthas, the sannyasis. And they provide funds in order to build temples, book distribution, book promotion, and all kinds of preaching activities of the movement. And I'd like to also commend Raj Prabhu, who married his daughter yesterday. He also sponsored 1,000 Bhagavad Gitas. So this is a wonderful contribution to the preaching of the society. So the grihasthas, they support the renounced orders like their children. And the renounced orders provide inspiration to the grihasthas that when will come the day when I can renounce all my family obligations in order to fully dedicate myself to the preaching movement of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When will come the day when I can be 24 hours a day fully focused on the Lord's activities, ecstatic in book distribution, prasadam distribution, and loudly chanting the holy names? Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So it is an incumbent responsibility of those in the renounced order to be exemplary and absorbed to inspire the grahasthas. So in this way we work together. We dedicate our time. Bharata bhumate hoy manusya janma jar janma satakakari par upakar. That those who are born in India especially should make their lives successful by becoming Krishna conscious. And after becoming Krishna conscious, distribute this Krishna consciousness to others. To fulfill the mission of Lord Chaitanya, that this chanting should be spread to every town and every village all over the world. So we have a great opportunity now. We have this book marathon is going on. We can dedicate our time, give our pran. Recently I was in New York City for 7 months and we went on Harinam Sankirtan book distribution marathon for 7 months. Every day for 4 to 8 hours we were chanting and distributing books, more than 1,008 hours in the streets of New York City. And it was very ecstatic. We enjoyed it very much. Thousands of books were distributed. We made some new devotees, which is not easy in New York, the capital of Kali Yuga. But we feel quite blissful that we can give our time and energy. Lord Chaitanya was preaching in South India and he met the Korma Brahmin. And the Korma Brahmin was so excited to meet Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to leave his family immediately and go and travel with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya said, Stitaha, you stay here, stay in your position. When the time is right, when you have fulfilled your responsibilities, then you can come and join me. So we beseech all the grahasthas to tolerate the thorns and the pinpricks of all the family responsibilities, and with great excitement and expectation and joy, look forward to that day in the future when we can leave these family entanglements and fully absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. One, and then we have Padumna.
Hare Krishna. If anyone remains in Grahasthashram in this life or remains a brahmachari in this life, is it predestined because of his past karmas or out of free will he becomes a Grahastha or a brahmachari?
We have our karmas will have an impact. But karma is changed by devotional service. If you clap your hands in front of the deities, just like if you clap your hands in front of a tree, so many birds on the tree will fly away. Yes? So if you clap your hands in front of the deities in the kirtan, then all the sins, the papa bij and the previous karmas will fly away. And the lines on the hands will change. So predestiny and karma is there, but karma can be changed by practicing devotional service, especially the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is that okay, Prabhu?
It's okay, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Can you please hand the microphone back? I think this will be our last question because Darshan is coming up very soon.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. I have two questions. One question is that Grahastha Ashram is
also recommended by the scriptures, on what factors one should decide whether to choose brahmachari life or grihastha ashram? And if one doesn't know these things, is it a mistake sometimes to choose brahmachari or grihastha life depending on one's personality or character or sanskara? And the second question is that, in the sense that...
Let me just answer the first. I think we have 2 minutes before the darshan. If we have time, we can get to the second one. Okay, so how do we know whether we should enter brahmachari ashram or grihastha ashram? How do we know if we stay a brahmachari or enter the grihastha ashram? Prabhupada gives very nice purports in the Gajendra Moksha section of the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Gajendra Moksha Leela, we have Gajendra, the elephant, and he's very powerful, and he goes in the water, and he's attacked by the crocodile. And the crocodile grabs Gajendra's leg, and Gajendra's screaming, and there's a big battle between them. Who will win? The crocodile is a water creature, and Gajendra, the elephant, is a land creature. So the crocodile is more powerful in the water, and Gajendra is more powerful in the land, and they're in the water, so the crocodile is winning. So we must understand our nature. Are we a land creature or a water creature? Are we an elephant or are we a crocodile? Are we a brahmachari or are we a grihastha? And whatever is our nature, and are we more powerful on the land or are we more powerful on the water? Whatever our nature, wherever we're strong in Krishna consciousness, this is what we want to attain. This is what we should go for. Doesn't matter if we're brahmachari or grihastha, the goal is to be strong in Krishna consciousness, always remembering the lotus feet of Sri Sri Gaurinitai, Sri Sri Radharas Biharaji, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande.
Bahut bahut dhanyawad. Hare Krishna.